This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yet it will be in a few weeks. And
yeah, the Omicron variant is barely even here, from what I can tell.
Barely.
And now it's the latest, you know, doom and gloom fear mongering nonsense. And it doesn't matter if it's here or not. They're going to tell us it's here.
No, they're taking preemptive strikes, according to these people. The New York governor, who you mentioned, Bonnie, in the last hour, the new one, the lieutenant governor who was promoted after Cuomo.
The one who said the vaccine was given to us from God.
Yeah, in front of a church group, she was saying that. She's got a little necklace that she wears that says vaxxed on it. I forget what disgusting thing I was going to say about that person, but regardless, this stuff is insane, and, you know, the best thing you can do, of course, is to get out of these places. You're not going to change New York City for the better. I don't care if your lawsuit against this vaccine mandate succeeds. It's just going to be one little bump in the road for the status there, and they're going to come back with something else.
Yeah, you're not making progress in New York City.
No.
You may slow the tyranny slightly, but here in New Hampshire, we're actually dialing back the tyranny and the powers of the state.
Yeah, and we can do more if we have hundreds and then thousands more people coming in here. So that's the most important thing, is to concentrate liberty people, liberty activists, in one geographic area. I'm not going to go on with this story about New York City, because it does go on, giving numbers of, you know, what percentages of people are vaccinated and so on and so forth. It's like, look, they're now going to be mandating vaccines for everybody who's an employee within the state, or sorry, not the state, not yet the state, within the city of New York. And children ages 5 to 11 are also now going to be included in that. So you decide, you know, what sort of world do you want to live in? Because you get to choose still, to some extent, today. You still get to choose. As long as you are free to leave the place that you're in, you can come to New Hampshire if you're a liberty-minded person. If you're not liberty-minded, if you are like a conservative or something, then get out of New York and go to Florida. You know, you don't belong in New York. Let the liberals
anywhere in the South, really.
Yeah, probably true.
Just not New Hampshire.
Let the liberals have it, okay? Go somewhere where you are more welcome. Go to Texas if you're a conservative.
There you go.
And you'll find some more like-minded people. You'll be around people that are more like you. It just makes sense for people to start migrating. If they haven't already, you know, woken up, this should be a slap in the face. You thought you could avoid their mandates? Well, you know, this is just their next step. It's probably going to get worse from here. How that can be, I'm not exactly sure, but they'll figure something out.
I wouldn't even say probably. It's almost certainly going to get worse from here.
I think,
as you pointed out, it's not even wintertime yet.
From what I've heard, they're going to require it for Times Square New Year's Eve.
So if I wouldn't go to that anyway, but...
Yeah, neither do I.
Interested to know if they did that again for Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, but I'm sure I already know the answer, because they did in 2020. It was depressing.
What?
Well, like the people in the parades... We're even wearing masks. It was
right.
Just
disturbing.
Because they
didn't have the vaccine yet at that point.
Yeah.
So they could have only done the masks.
There's no crowds either.
Well, I imagine in New York City, you probably had to be both vaccinated and wear the mask to participate in the parade.
This year would probably be true.
Because they're crazy.
Yep. So that's that. I think there was something related to that you had, Ari, about the Omicron variant being the latest excuse that people like this, like Mayor de Blasio in New York City, the governor of New York, the governor of California, et cetera, they're going to use this thing to take whatever next steps they want to take.
Yeah, and it's refreshing to see this from a relatively mainstream media source. This is from The Hill. President Joe Biden announced a series of COVID-19 protocols on Thursday to combat the new Omicron variant. The protocols would do little to promote health, but that's not their intent anyway. Instead, these regulations condition Americans to tolerate continued governmental intrusions in our lives as they chip away at our freedoms on the false promise of safety.
Yep. That's how it's always been.
Biden had banned travel from South Africa, where the Omicron variant was first detected, and seven other southern...
Just like Donald Trump did, and they gave Donald Trump hell over that. Now, I don't think it was Southern Africa that Trump banned travel from, but there were some like Northern African nations or something. It's been a while since it happened, but they were saying, he's a racist! And now Joe Biden did the exact same thing. And there wasn't one headline from the mainstream media proclaiming how racist Biden was same thing.
Because they love him,
yeah.
Right? The newly announced requirements include extending the federal mask mandate on public transport, including airplanes, until mid-March, mm-hmm. and requiring international travelers to the United States, including vaccinated U.S. citizens, to show proof of a negative COVID-19 test taken a day before departure. So before you depart to return to the United States, even if vaccinated, you have to have proof of a COVID-19 test showing that you're negative.
Wow.
These measures will not prevent the new variant from spreading through the United States. It's amazing that even has to be said. They didn't stop any of the other variants. Why would they stop this one? On Monday, the president himself admitted that travel restrictions can slow the speed of Omicron. It cannot prevent it. But here's what it does. It gives us time. It gives us time to take more actions, to move quicker, to make sure people understand you have to get your vaccine.
More actions to restrict freedom, to do absolutely nothing to actually stop this thing.
Yes.
Why would he add to make sure people understand they need to get their vaccine? I don't know. That just sounds like a weird end goal. Well, shouldn't the end goal just be, and hopefully it just can, go away?
No, because it's what you pointed out before, is they've got some sort of deal with pharmaceutical companies. So, of course, they want people to get vaccinated. And it was just the other day that the UK government gang announced that they're going to require the boosters every 3 months instead of every six. That's an instant doubling of profits for the vaccine companies.
It is. That's a lot of money.
That's insane money.
And this is all about as believable as, quote, 15 days to flatten the curve 21 months later.
Yeah.
How does extending, which, I would have tolerated, because I was against it then, but the reality was the whole point was to flatten the curve so that we could hire more hospital staff and do all of these things, build more hospital beds,
now they're firing
more ICUs. Yeah, and now they're just
closing down hospitals.
Yep.
Didn't build an additional ICU bed anywhere in the United States, from what I can tell. So why did we do all of that again? How does extending a mask mandate until mid-March buy more time? The existing mask mandate was not set to expire until January the 18th. The first case of the Omicron variant was already detected in the United States by the time of Biden's announcements. If a mask mandate on airplanes could slow the spread, the existing mandate would give 6 additional weeks to take more actions.
More actions like, maybe building quarantine camps.
Well, they haven't done that. They've had 21 months to build them, and they haven't figured that one out yet either. So our government, if they're trying to execute some sort of holocaust, they're so inept at it that it's hardly worth our attention at this point.
Well, it is worth our attention because they are, I'm sure, paying attention to what's happening in Australia, where they are putting people into camps.
True.
And they're putting people into camps even if they've come into contact with someone who has a case. So anybody basically can be rounded up and put into these camps. It's only a matter of time, and maybe New York City will be the first with camps. Maybe the new mayor will come in and say, "Well, look, what my predecessor did just didn't go far enough, and we've still found people with the Omicron variant in this city despite all these vaccinations that we've mandated. So therefore, we're going to take this old crusty tenement house building that's empty and full of rats, and we're going to move all these unvaccinated people in there together."
Wouldn't it be unheard of?
Yeah. I hope I'm wrong. I hope that guy is not as bad as his predecessor, but we'll see.
Promoting vaccinations is a major theme of the actions Biden wants to take. However, his change in testing requirements undermines the promotion of vaccination. Previously, unvaccinated U.S. citizens had to receive a negative COVID-19 test the day before flights, while vaccinated citizens could test up to 72 hours prior to departure. Now, all citizens, regardless of vaccination status, have to test a day before departure. So, which at least makes sense from a scientific standpoint, mm-hmm. because we know that you can still get and spread COVID-19 despite being vaccinated.
Yeah.
But all along for the last year, the rules have been, well, if you're vaccinated, you don't actually have to get tested.
Everyone else does.
Yeah, which just gave COVID-19 a license to be transmitted freely among people who are vaccinated.
Right. At concerts.
603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in on this. Nice to hear somebody at the Hill speaking some level of sense that this is all just an excuse for tyranny. And you can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones open if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business or organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. And now Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide, and for the first time, it's available on an exchange. It's called XMarkets, exmarkets.com. You can create your account there with just an email address so you keep your privacy intact. You can then deposit dozens of different cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, trade them for Tether, and then use that Tether to buy ITR, which is the Intercoin investor token. You can learn more about the Intercoin vision at intercoin.org and buy or sell ITR on xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. So, Aria, you were sharing a story from The Hill. It's kind of basically like an opinion piece, essentially saying that this is all just an excuse for tyranny, all this COVID stuff, which is what we've been saying for the last 20
months. That's what it's all about, but he's like, it's being used as, it's an excuse for tyranny at the very least. Yeah. He's not saying there's nothing behind COVID-19 or the Omicron variant or anything like that. He's just pointing out that, hey, none of this stuff seems to actually work as far as preventing the spread of COVID-19 or lowering cases or lowering deaths. None of it seems to have any effect.
But it does work as far as restricting the freedoms of the people under these regimes.
It is very good at that. And only that.
And this is because people are in a constant state of fear because, as Bonnie pointed out last hour, they've bought into the so-called experts, all of whom that are promoted are working for the government. There's plenty of doctors who disagree with them, but they don't get the airtime.
No, they get kicked off YouTube and Twitter and Facebook and everywhere else.
They get threatening emails or messages from, you know, their state.
The state licensing boards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this guy just returned from two international trips. He goes on, I was by myself on the first one, but I was traveling with my not yet fully vaccinated child on the second. So this person isn't even against vaccines.
Okay.
He's had his, or she, and their child has had their first vaccine. Mm-hmm. It's more of a hassle to get tested the day before departure than when you have a few days to fit into your schedule.
I bet it is.
Yeah, but Jesus, first world problems, man. Oh, this was so much. When I had 3 days to comply with shoving this cotton swab up my nose, it was so much better than when I only have 1 day. That's a pitiful argument for freedom. It's like, oh, this was so much better when I had 3 days in which I could suffer instead of only one. It's a way of...
Well, they crossed his line.
It's a way of, you know, breaking people's leg and giving them a crutch. The government broke both of his legs, and they're like, okay, now he's complaining because they also took his crutch away, and now that's not as convenient. Taking away that flexibility for the vaccinated will cause fewer people to see a net benefit in getting vaccinated.
Oh, so he's upset that this is actually going to lessen vaccination.
Yes.
Interesting.
It seems so. I know the expectation of easier travel factored into my own decision to get vaccinated. Mm-hmm. He's not the only one. These latest policies...
Mark Edge, from what I understand,
yes.
Made the same choice.
That's what I was thinking.
Sad. That's just proof that it's, people are being coerced into doing this because your decision to do something with your body should only have to do with what you think will happen to your body. It shouldn't have to do with, well, the government won't let me travel as easy.
Or I can't go to a concert, or I can't eat out, or whatever.
It's crazy.
And it's working very, very well to induce people to do this, quote-unquote, voluntarily.
These latest policies are not about slowing the spread of the Omicron variant in the United States. They are about extending the power of politicians and health bureaucrats to make arbitrary dictates into our lives and infringe our freedoms. More than 100 years ago, the great journalist and pundit H.L. Mencken observed that the, quote, whole aim of practical politics is to keep the populace alarmed and hence clamorous to be led to safety by an endless series of hobgoblins, most of them imaginary.
So true.
And it's working masterfully.
Yes.
The threat of terrorism served that purpose for the last 20 years, and we still tolerate removing our shoes at airports and limiting liquids to 3 ounces as a result.
Right.
I hate the TSA so much, man.
Even though the TSA's own red team has proven again and again that their agents cannot detect in a reasonable amount of, you know, percentages, it's usually like 70 to 90% failure rate, can't detect things like bomb parts and gun parts and things like that.
And it's completely arbitrary. One of the times I went through it on the way to or back from Kentucky, this guy had some amount of liquid in a bottle or whatever, and they're like, oh, you can't take that much. And he asked them a question or something, and the guy goes, okay, yeah, I guess it'll be fine. It's just completely up to the agent, not any sort of standard policy that would even be logical. It's just, all right, yeah, you don't have to take two swigs of your Dr. Pepper. Huh. It'll be fine as it is.
I wonder what he asked him.
I don't recall what I don't recall the interchange.
What were the magic words?
I was too busy getting felt up.
Mm, yeah. So.
I don't get the point of not being able to take water bottles. If they're afraid that you have alcohol in it, well, they serve alcohol.
No, they're afraid you've got, like, acid and you're going to throw it in somebody's face.
But if I had
water
acid.
Bottles, but you have to buy it once you get past TSA for $8 or whatever it is.
Yeah, I accidentally had a water bottle in my backpack one of the last times I went on a plane, and I was standing there while they were, like, holding me up, and I was like, what the heck are they holding me up for? And I was like, oh my gosh, my water bottle. It's just so stupid. Like, I don't know. You know, it's
it's completely stupid. I mean, it's also a racket. It's just a way of giving those restaurants and convenience stores inside the airport more money.
Yep. The first thing I do when I get through security is I go buy a bottle of water for $4.
Because they're going to make you throw yours away.
Right.
It's obviously not acid, though. It's in a plastic bottle.
Well, I would find some sort of acid that you can, I don't know, and I'm not an expert on these things.
Either.
But that's what they're worried. That's the supposed reason, is you could have some sort of dangerous chemical in there.
It's absurd. The politicians and health bureaucrats will use each new variant of COVID-19 to keep us alarmed and infringe our freedom until we become accustomed to and passively accept these infringements if we let them. Enough is enough.
And they are.
Says this guy who's already gotten his child one vaccine.
Well, good. I mean, I'm glad for some people with the vaccine that you know, lines are being crossed. And it's going to be interesting to see what percentage of the vaccinated are willing to go for a third one and a fourth one and a fifth one and a sixth one. Like, are they going to start dropping off at some point? And I don't mean from dying, because that's happening too, apparently.
Well, didn't you say the UK government has now increased it to every 3 months for a booster shot? Good Lord, man. Is there science to back that up? Or
oh,
they just
I'm sure
like,
some scientists,
you know
they
what? AstraZeneca's not making enough money.
Let's double it up.
Double their profits instantly. Because this is a record year for Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, and I'm sure AstraZeneca as well.
That means 2022 will be another record year.
It will be if everyone has to get 18,000 shots or whatever number it is by then.
Well, they can't just do, like, they can't go all the way to once a month right away. Like, they got to ease people into it. They got to get them into a habit.
I expected once every 45 days when this started, because that was what they said the antibodies lasted for the most effective length or whatever. So I expect every 45 days is going to be the end goal of
maybe
this.
Maybe by this summer or next summer. They'll be there.
Hopefully the United States government continues dragging behind everyone else, at least in this regard, where they're just now approving the third booster, and the United Kingdom's like, no, you have to get your fourth or your fifth, whatever number they're on now.
Yeah, that's true.
But hopefully, by then, New Hampshire will be independent.
That would be really nice.
That would be nice.
The number is 603-283-6160, and that can happen sooner rather than later, the more freedom-loving people come to New Hampshire, because, like, we could use your help. It's not an easy task, rolling the state back. We're doing it here, slowly, but if we had another 5,000 to 10,000 activists, it'd go faster. There's more coming up here. You can join us. It's Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Senate Majority Leader Bob Dole will lie in state in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda on Thursday. congressional leaders announcing the solemn event in a statement.
Bob Dole redefined and elevated what it has meant to be a public servant.
Opening the Senate, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer praising Dole's character and calling him a great statesman. Tuesday, President Biden will hold a private conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin on a variety of topics, including the buildup of Russian troops at the border of Ukraine. Nebraska Republican Senator Deb Fischer on how she expects the president to act during the call.
We all need to be aware that Putin respects strength, and so I want the president to come out and be very, very, show resolve.
USA Radio News. The pause on federal student loan payments is set to end after January 31st. The pause was initiated under former President Donald Trump when COVID-19 first surged in the United States back in March 2020, and it was extended by President Joe Biden throughout 2021. Senate Majority Leader and New York Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer says the president should do more than just extend the pause.
Ultimately, we want the president to cancel up to $50,000 in student debt. And we're making a big push in January to get the president to do that.
Former Empire actor Jussie Smollett is taking the stand in his trial for allegedly staging a hate crime attack. Smollett allegedly hiring two people, telling them to wear Make America Great Again hats, and staged that they beat him. Prosecutors calling those two brothers to the stand last week. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want right here. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And in the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
So, of course, you can bring up whatever you want. That is the point here on Free Talk Live. Don't forget, you can follow us on the Odyssey platform. Odyssey is a video sharing platform that was created by the folks over at Library. I think it's been like a year and a half since they came out with it, basically. The idea was to compete with YouTube, and they've been doing a great job getting YouTube creators to move over to Odyssey to sort of co-publish there, and that is where you're going to be much more likely to be protected. The Odyssey company doesn't, at least as far as I know, take down people for their content. They do have a couple of rules, a few rules about the content that you can post to it. Like, for instance, there's no porn allowed on Odyssey. But that's up to them. It is a platform. It's not a protocol. But it originally was based on the Library protocol. And Library, LBRY.com, is uncensorable. It is blockchain-based, a decentralized media-sharing protocol, and we've been using that on Free Talk Live for years now to post our video archives. So follow us on Odyssey. It's the easiest way to do it. though, if you want to go all in and support us on Library, that'd be great. You can download their Library desktop app at lbry.com. But again, if you want to follow us on Odyssey, go to video.freetalklive.com. So, Bonnie, you had brought in a story here tonight. It was more something that you heard somewhere about Glenn Beck.
Yeah. I saw on Anti-State, which is a really popular libertarian Instagram, his interpretation of a long video that Glenn Beck came out with exposing a confidential agreement that came out between the U.S. government in 2015 and Moderna that just shows that they have a joint ownership of mRNA technology.
Yeah, and actually finding this, you had found one website that was a very religious kind of sounding site. And
well, it's related to Glenn Beck, so.
True, and he's a...
I think he's a Mormon.
Mormon, yeah.
Here's a kind of just badly written article in general.
Yeah, and so you'd asked if I could find another one, so just looking for it, you can't find this story on Google.
Even though I have the link to the actual agreement, the 153-page agreement.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because I couldn't find that either. You cannot find this story on Google, and so I used the quote. I was able to find it through DuckDuckGo. It was, like, easy, the first result that I looked for. I looked for something like, I don't know, mRNA vaccine. I don't actually have the exact search that I did here this time, but whatever search I used on Google did not find this, and then I used the exact same search on DuckDuckGo and found the story right away.
So, scary.
Yeah.
Time to stop using Google, then.
Yeah. It's a habit, though. You know, it's like it's one of those things you've got to work.
But, I mean, you can set your browser up to use DuckDuckGo instead.
That's true.
I just wish DuckDuckGo was just a little better.
Like, yeah.
Today I Googled what is monk fruit, and I got this, like, Chinese, I don't know, sorry, it's just
when
a
you say
stomach
you Googled
stuff.
It, or do you mean
oh,
you searched
I
it?
I searched it on DuckDuckGo, but yeah, I just hate DuckDuckGo.
I didn't even catch that.
That's
but that's exactly the point, right?
Yeah, Google has become so ubiquitous, it has become a verb.
But how often does the average person really go to Google.com and perform a search?
Taskbar or whatever?
Yeah, and you can set the taskbar to use whatever search engine you want.
Yeah.
You just have to work a little harder with DuckDuckGo, but I guess it's worth it.
I love the idea behind DuckDuckGo, but I've always had the same problem with it that you did. Like, if I wanted to find something, Google would always lead me to it prior to its latest censorship trip or whatever.
Yeah, unless it's political.
And DuckDuckGo, I sometimes wouldn't even find it.
Yeah.
Well, there's got to be something else out there that people would recommend. I know I heard that Brave Browser now has one.
Ooh.
I have not really spent much time with it, but as I understand it, they've got a supposed privacy search where... You know, they're not tracking you or cookieing you or anything like that.
But right now it's just like a demo, right?
I don't know. I heard about it several weeks, if not a few months ago. So
yeah, Chris Wade was talking about it. Yeah.
Then I started using StartPage because it allows you to search Google without actually sending Google any of your data. But the privacy thing was the only issue then. Now it's also a matter of, oh, well, Google is actively suppressing certain things.
Yeah, that's a huge problem.
So StartPage is no longer a sufficient solution.
CentipedeNation.com has a very short summary of this story, and that is that Glenn Beck has supposedly this document, which you say you've seen, Bonnie. You said you've actually got the link to this thing?
Yeah, I got it from antistatenet. He has one that's antistatenet. He has multiple Instagrams, but I got it from his stories, and I looked at it. It's 153 pages. It looks like a government document, so I could send it to you.
According to Beck, in what is apparently a lengthy video, like a two-hour-long video, he goes over this. On page 104 of the document, it shows a collaboration between the NIH, that's the National Institute of Health, Moderna, and Dr. Ralph Baric, whose signature appears on page 106 of the material transfer agreement. And the agreement was that the NIH transfers the mRNA tech to Dr. Baric, but what they wanted to make clear is this, quote, mRNA vaccine candidates developed and jointly owned by the NIAID, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, and Moderna. Now, there's no other context here, so I don't know what the previous, I don't have the actual document in front of me. It's not linked here in any of the stories that I was able to find. Supposedly they're saying here that the U.S. government has an agreement with, at the very least, Moderna, that there's some sort of joint ownership of mRNA-based vaccines.
And look, I get it. The argument that, you know, well, Moderna and these other companies, they've been working on mRNA vaccines for years and years. Okay, fine. why have they still never produced a successful vaccine until this brand new disease,
mm-hmm.
right? If they've been working on mRNA vaccines for the measles or whatever, where are the other vaccines, right?
Right.
They don't have one. But suddenly there's this brand new COVID-19 that no one knows anything about, and they can magically whip up a successful vaccine against it. I don't buy it. And I don't need to, because the evidence seems to show that the vaccine doesn't...
It's not effective.
Yeah, it's not effective.
It's so ineffective they actually had to change the definition of vaccine. Have you seen this, right?
I've heard this. I haven't looked into it, but...
I checked it, because, you know, when I heard it, I'm like, yeah, right. Come on, really? Merriam-Webster changed it? Yeah, they did.
And it now says... What?
I'll pull it up for you. Because it used to say...
Conan may have actually talked about this one night where... They changed it to, it now provides...
assistance to your immune system or something like that?
Something about serious illness, if I remember correctly. And that now it reduces the likelihood of serious illness as well.
Yeah, I'll get the actual wording for you here. So the way it used to be was the definition was essentially that it would create an immunity.
Right.
Against the thing.
Which is what we all understood a vaccination to do.
Right. Now, according to Merriam-Webster, the dictionary people, right? Number one, a preparation that is administered to stimulate the body's immune response. So not to create an immunity, but to simply stimulate your immune response.
Even just eating a hot pepper stimulates your immune response.
I believe you. And here's the dictionary.com definition. Any preparation used as a preventative inoculation to confer immunity against a specific disease. So they haven't updated their definition.
Good for them.
But Merriam-Webster has done so. Now, those are completely different things, right? To have immunity versus stimulate your immune response.
Yeah, like being outside,
mm-hmm.
or getting a cold,
getting sunlight,
or
mm-hmm.
playing in the dirt, or whatever. All of these things stimulate your immune response.
Yeah. Oh, and what was it I saw they changed the back... they changed another definition recently, too. I'll see if I can figure out which one that was. But there's another one that was just like, you got to be kidding me. Anyway, the number here is 603...
Herd immunity?
No, 603... Okay. Well, they probably did that one, too, but I'm not sure. 603-283-6160. If you want to join the show, you can bring up whatever you want. So... Is the government sharing in profits with Moderna? I mean, that's what the suggestion is from this particular story. I don't know if that's...
The government's the one paying Moderna.
Yeah, which is weird, right?
So, it's all very weird.
Yeah. It could be a different part of government, you know, just giving to one hand to give to another hand to hide.
So you can bring up whatever you want here. Coming up, Craig Wright, the man claimed to be Satoshi Nakamoto. Is he victorious in this civil case he's been involved in? We all brought the story in to talk about tonight, so we've definitely got to cover that on the way. Your call's welcome as well. Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Tonight it's Ian
and Bonnie
and Aria. Coming up, we still have to talk about Craig Wright. He is the man who claims, I should say one of the men, because there have been multiple people who have claimed to be Satoshi Nakamoto. In fact, have there been any women claiming to be Satoshi Nakamoto? I don't recall that, but that doesn't mean that there's not. You know, we don't pay close attention to all of the supposed claimants to the throne.
I'm Satoshi Nakamoto.
Are you now?
No.
No. And Roger Wright isn't either. I mean, if he was,
Craig Wright.
If he was, some government would have killed him already. Mm-hmm. There's a reason the real Satoshi Nakamoto isn't coming forward, and it's because governments are going to be kind of unhappy with Satoshi Nakamoto.
Well, yeah, when he first started claiming that he was Satoshi Nakamoto, the Australian government raided his house.
Well.
So. And then they were like, oh, this guy's full of crap, and they left him alone.
Maybe so.
But the Australian government wouldn't be the only ones after him.
That's right.
Most of the world would be. Most of the world's governments would be.
And that presumes that Satoshi Nakamoto is even still alive, and there's some theories that he's not, or she, or whoever it is, has been dead for years. But we can get into all that coming up here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome, though. You can bring up anything. Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live, Sarah.
I just want to say that the city councilors here, they really believe that if they throw out all the panhandlers in the middle of the street and freeway entrances and off ramps, that they will reduce pedestrian fatalities.
Hmm.
And it's amazing. And then they're trying to take it to the state Supreme Court about this.
Hold on, Sarah. I have a quick question.
Yes.
How do they believe that this is going to reduce pedestrian fatalities? It sounds like a way of just getting panhandlers off of the intersections where they're most effective and using an excuse of, oh, well, it's to protect them from getting run over. Are panhandlers frequently run over there in New Mexico?
Well, we're number one in pedestrian fatalities.
I remember
usually
that.
We run, like, kill about 97 pedestrians each year.
It's not hard to believe, though, that a panhandler would have a higher propensity to be hit by someone. I mean, the longer you stand by the side of the road, the more your likelihood of somebody just, whoops, you know, clipping you or running straight into you.
Every panhandler I've ever seen was really good about, like, not being in oncoming traffic, though.
Sure. But that doesn't mean that somebody's oncoming isn't going to go ahead and be in you, right? Like, they could just decide, you know, they're not paying attention or whatever, and then they run up on the curb, and before you know it, you get hit.
That's the whole point. Do they have data that every, so in other words, every pedestrian that got killed, let's say, they did a complete analysis to make a complete proof that most of the people that are getting killed are the ones that are standing panhandlers. You know, I mean,
possibly be most of them.
No, that's the whole point. But that's what they're claiming. And that's why this is ridiculous.
They're claiming that allows, you know, goody two shoes to feel good about the fact that they're really just making life harder for people who panhandle.
Right. I mean, that's my assumption.
Yeah, I think this might be something where we actually agree with Sarah on. So it's not often that we agree on topics, Sarah, but I'm with you. If what you're saying is that panhandlers should be allowed to do their thing on public property, I tend to agree with you. And, in fact, I believe the U.S. Supreme Court has already ruled on this. So it's odds are good if the New Mexico, or rather the Albuquerque City Council, passes some sort of anti-panhandling ordinance, it will be overturned, because that has absolutely already happened at, I believe, the Supreme Court level.
You mean as in the Washington state?
If I recall, Washington, D.C. I believe that the Supreme Court has heard these cases before, and if I recall correctly, it was the ACLU who took them there. If it wasn't the Supreme Court, it was definitely, like, the Court of Appeals that handles various different areas, but I'm pretty sure it was Supreme, because...
What an easy reason for cops to just harass anybody walking on the side of the street now. Oh, you look like you were asking that car to pull over so you could ask them for money.
Sure. Oh, the cops would love to have more opportunities to harass homeless people. They just love, well, like, going around cutting up their tents and, you know, ruining their lives. Go ahead.
Yeah, so then what I think is that people are talking on cell phones, texting, doing on their smartphones, running red lights, and then, you know, they just have a careless driving habit.
I tend to agree, Sarah, to the extent that drivers are the number one cause of pedestrians being run over by people in vehicles, but all of the things that you just mentioned are already illegal. It's already against the law.
They don't stop at the stop sign. They're always speeding. They're always they're breaking all the traffic rules. But I guess when you're a driver, you really can't help yourself. You're just trying to get somewhere, and you got other things on your mind. But then, you know, they have, like, this 2-ton vehicle that's really dangerous. So
what do you propose be done about it?
Well, aren't they supposed to do the auto sensor? I see commercials about if you're backing up, they have you're driving a dump truck. They have like 6 cameras, 3 cameras in the back, another 2 cameras in the
cameras
side.
Cameras won't matter if people aren't paying attention.
Right, they're supposed to beep you and warn you also if there's something behind it. So most of the cars are going to have this function built in.
Don't you think most pedestrians get hit from the front?
Yeah, I have to retract my previous statement. More often than not, if you get hit by a car that's backing up, it's probably the pedestrian's fault.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's correct. And then most of the pedestrians get hit in the front. But see, I think it's
if they don't see them through the windshield, a camera on the dashboard is not going to help them see them.
Yeah, I know. It's just that people are just in a hurry.
Well, here's the thing. The pedestrian shouldn't be in a hurry, okay? I get everybody's in a hurry, right? Like, but if you're a pedestrian, you should double check before you go running out into traffic. I mean, it's so easy to avoid being hit as a pedestrian unless you're dealing with somebody who is drunk behind the wheel and or seriously not paying attention, and they just run right off the road and then, you know, run up onto the curb or onto the sidewalk, and you have no way to get away from them because you weren't expecting that to happen. You're just walking down the sidewalk.
I mean, Keene has one of the most highly walkable places in the United States. Yeah. So I forget the terminology.
It's
but
awful.
What's awful?
The way that pedestrians walk around everywhere like they own the roads here.
Well, I mean, they do.
It's annoying.
Pedestrians have the right of way.
Yeah,
that's
but they
how it
should,
is everywhere.
They should realize
that's
that...
That's not how it is everywhere.
It's not how it is everywhere.
It's
they
not
should,
supposed to be everywhere.
They should also realize that if they get hit by a car, if they die... I mean, that's more...
And you'll survive it if you're...
I'll survive. Like, not that I want to hit them, but...
And in New Hampshire, they don't have the right-of-way everywhere, only at designated pedestrian crossing areas.
But, I mean, what I was getting at was, in here, it snows a lot, and we still don't have a very high pedestrian death rate.
Why would snow have anything to do with it?
Because it's a lot harder to stop on a dime if someone walks in front of you when there's, you know, 2 feet of snow on the ground.
There's also fewer people walking around.
True. But every pedestrian I know, well, every person I know who has hit a pedestrian, which is 2 people, by the way, all hit them when there was a lot of snow on the ground.
Makes sense. Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160, and I did pull it up according to the ACLU. A 2015 U.S. Supreme Court ruling made it clear that most laws targeting panhandlers are unconstitutional.
Nice.
I mean, how could you even prove somebody is panhandling? Even if you see them go up to a car, stop them, and ask them something, you can't prove that they're asking for money.
Well, it's pretty easy. You just drive up to them, and then they ask you for money. I mean, that's
yeah, but if you're a cop, they're not going
to
do that.
But panhandling isn't illegal. It's not illegal to stand around and ask people for money.
And they shouldn't make it illegal.
But that's the thing. It was made illegal in some places, and those were challenged by the ACLU and was overturned. Those laws were overturned. So just because it was overturned at the Supreme Court doesn't mean that the City Council of Albuquerque isn't going to try it themselves, and then somebody else then has to appeal it and then appeal it again up to the, you know, the Supreme Court. So this is, you know, that's why these court systems, the system we have sucks. Because whenever a court makes a ruling, you would think that it would be like the law or something like that, or that, you know, the government gangs around the country would give a damn about it.
But yeah, they should be able to just go to the city council and be like, hey, look, here's this Supreme Court ruling. Yeah. You can't do this. And they go, oh, okay, well, we can't do that then.
No, they won't. They'll be like, well, we're going to do it differently. We'll change the wording and we'll make ours better. And then you've got to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars or whatever to try to appeal these things, to go all the way up and spend however many damn years it takes to go all the way up to the Supreme Court, only for them to, you know, once again, rule in the favor of panhandling, and then that just strikes down Albuquerque, and then some other city goes and tries it.
Los Angeles or San Francisco.
Like, even here in, I've seen them do it here in Keene, New Hampshire, where they were told by their own city attorney that, hey, if you make this law to outlaw synthetic drugs, it will be overturned the first person who challenges it. And the city council basically said, well, let's do it anyway and see what happens.
So they knew what they were doing was illegal.
Yes, absolutely. But there's no punishment for them for it. There's more coming up here. Hour number three is on the way. 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.